Welcome to Community Connection, an IPR original series that talks with the people in the nonprofit world here in our community, sponsored in part by the Ball State Federal Credit Union and Open Door Health Services. This month, we spoke to a group whose mission is to serve those in need of food in Muncie and the Delaware County community.
Hi, I'm Michelle Kinsey, and joining me is Loretta Parsons, and she is here to talk about the Soup Kitchen. Loretta, welcome, and tell me a little bit about your affiliation with the Soup Kitchen.
Sure. I started as a volunteer for the Soup Kitchen in 2006. Then a couple of years after that, 2011, 2012, I became the executive director.
Wow.
So, yeah. So the board asked me if I'd be interested in that, and I said, sure, I'll give it a try.
So something tells me you really love this organization, to have stuck around that long, and yeah.
I do. You know, people get their stomachs full, Then they may feel more encouraged to go out and, you know, help themselves along, where if all they're concerned about all day long is just finding something to eat, then that just consumes their time, and
Absolutely.
They have nothing else they can look forward to.
Sure. Talk to me a little bit about what exactly the kitchen does. How is it organized? How does it operate? Those kinds of
things. Yeah. We are there 5 days a week, Monday through Friday. We started at 7 in the morning preparing food, and then at 9:30 we start serving, and we serve until 11. So we manage the volunteers and just kind of see what we have to cook. We kind of help each other to know what's available, and then we go from there and make our menu up each day. So that's kind of how we do it. We try very hard to use fresh ingredients mm-hmm. when we can get a hold of it. Right now, we've just got an abundance of that coming in from farmers in the
wow.
area, and we're able to go to the farmers market on Saturday here at Minnetrista,
right.
and when the bell rings, we take a little red wagon around and ask the vendors if they've got anything they'd like to contribute to the soup kitchen, and all the ones that have got produce for sale, they usually have something left over that they know is not going to make it till the
right.
next farmers market,
right.
and they usually donate that to us. And I will have farmers just call and say, can you use some extra tomatoes, or can you use some onions, or can you, you know, and of course we can. So that is really such a blessing for us, and that we have the ability to utilize all those fresh vegetables and produce that we can get our hands on.
Absolutely.
And most of it's free.
That speaks volumes.
It does.
About the community
it
in which
does.
We live.
Absolutely.
It?
Yeah. Absolutely.
On an average day, how many people are you seeing come into the soup kitchen?
Well, we average anywhere from 130 to 150 a day.
Now, I know that the soup kitchen has some events throughout
yes.
the year
yes.
and some fundraisers and whatnot. Can you talk a little bit about
sure.
those?
Sure. Well, we usually have our annual dinner in March, and next year will be the 24th of March, 2018. And we have an art auction, and we have a cake auction, and we're trying to do some other things too, maybe this next year, a little different.
Mm-hmm.
We also participate in the soup crawl.
Love that event.
Yeah. And it doesn't benefit us directly, but it sort of does indirectly, because the money is used to help Second Harvest do the summer feeding program.
Mm-hmm.
We do purchase food from
Absolutely.
Second Harvest, but it helps keep their costs down.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but then in the fall, we have our annual appeal, and we send out letters just like everybody else does,
mm-hmm.
and you get those wonderful envelopes in the mail. We do that too.
Yes.
And this year we're going to participate in Giving Tuesday as well. So we're looking forward to that. So there'll be more information about both of those things on our website.
And where are you located?
We're at 920 East Charles Street. We've actually been at this location. This is our 23rd year.
Wow.
We've done a lot of things down there. In the last, I would say, 5-6 years, we've been able to get some grants through the Maxim Corporation with the Community Foundation.
Mm-hmm.
And we've gotten some new refrigerators and a new stove. We got a convection oven, which has really helped us, especially with the numbers that we're seeing now.
Sure.
To serve. We have really pumped up our ability to write grants and have them help us out in the last several years. So that has really changed the look of the place. And we're just trying to make it a very friendly environment, safe environment for families and for people to feel like they can come there and enjoy just the camaraderie and fellowship of other folks and feel safe in the area. So,
well, speaking of a new look physically, you also kind of have a new look logo-wise,
right.
A new website. Talk a little bit about that, because I'm sure some people were like, well, yeah, I'm familiar with that, but wasn't the name a little different not too long ago?
Right. Yeah, this year in March, at our annual dinner, we officially changed our name from the Harvest Soup Kitchen to Soup Kitchen of Muncie. There was some confusion with the Harvest name with Second Harvest, especially when Second Harvest moved into the Muncie area several years ago.
Right.
So there was some confusion about that. And I would always say, no, we're a soup kitchen, they're a food bank. And then I would say, no, we were the first, they're the Second Harvest. And I think it fits us. We are the Soup Kitchen of Muncie.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yes,
yeah.
Keep it simple. That's exactly what
you're... Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Correct.
I know that one of the most important areas of your website is an area that deals with volunteering, donating, how people can help. So how can they help?
Well, they can get on our website, and that is the soupkitchenofmuncie.org. And then we also now have a spot to click on to volunteer. And you fill out the form, then that comes straight to me. They can volunteer to work, and I can just go ahead and talk a little bit about what some of our volunteers do. There's other things to do besides coming down to the kitchen to cook a meal. Some folks love to do that. Some folks say that's just not my deal. And I understand that.
Sure.
But we have opportunities, just like I was talking about the farmers market, getting folks to help us on Saturday morning. We also get a lot of contributions from the dining service here at Ball State.
Wonderful.
So we have volunteers that pick up. So it's something you can do maybe once a week or once a quarter or semester.
Sure, yeah, you can find something to fit your schedule.
Yeah, exactly.
And you mentioned earlier about, you know, maybe helping to pack some of the sack lunches
those
kind of thing. Maybe you don't. Maybe cooking's not your thing,
right?
But maybe you can pack a bag.
That's right. You know, you just do what you can do.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so very much for coming in and talking to us about the new, really, we can say new because it's a new name, the new Soup Kitchen of Muncie. Thanks, Loretta.
Thank you so much for having me today.
Hosted by Michelle Kinsey and engineered by Sean Ashcraft, you can learn more and listen to past episodes at our program website, indianapublicradio.org/communityconnection.